Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Do I need to use the microphone?
No.
Thanks, Joe. Welcome to worship this morning. On a beautiful day outside. I'd like to read Psalm 48 as we gather to praise God this morning and to talk to him about things that have gone on in our lives this week. And welcome John and Catherine and Ben and Cynthia. Know that our prayers are with you and won't leave you. Psalm 48 from the Message. God, majestic praise abounds in our God city. His sacred mountain, breathtaking in its heights, earth's joy. Zion Mountain looms in the north, city of the world king. God in his citadel peaks, impregnable. The kings got together, they united and came. They took one look and shook their heads. They scattered and ran away. They doubled up in pain like a woman having a baby. You smashed the ships of Tarshish with a storm out of the east. We heard about it, then we saw it with our eyes. In God's city of angel armies, in the city of our God, set on firm foundations, firm forever. We pondered your love in action, God, waiting in your temple. Your name, God, evokes a train of hallelujahs wherever it is spoken, near and far. Your arms are heaped with goodness in action. Be glad, Zion Mountain. Dance, Judah's daughters. He does what he said he'd do. Circle Zion. Take her measure. Count her fortress peaks. Gaze long at her sloping bulwark. Climb her citadel heights. Then you can tell the next generation, detail by detail, the story of God. Our God forever, who guides us to the end of time. It's a great reminder that God is God each day and every day. Let's sing Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Time to pray. Lord, thank you that the words of this song and the words of Psalm 48 speak who you are. You are the truth. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, who was, who is and who is to come. Lord, this week we've been buffeted by life storms, and we've all received that in a different way and are dealing with it in a different way. But most of all, Lord, we cling to you, because you're the truth. You're the only one worth hanging on to in the storm. Your word speaks truth, that you are always with us. You never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you that your truth stands firm. Nothing can take us out of your hand. In Ephesians chapter 3, there's a wonderful prayer that Paul prayed to the saints in Ephesus, for the saints, Lord, that they would know how wide, how deep, how high, and how long is your love for us, and that nothing can take us away from your hand. Lord, we pray that you would continue to make yourself known to us. We pray that you would continue to reveal new things about who you are to us, Lord, and that we would jump into your arms and know that we are secure there. Thank you, Father, that nothing can take us. Lord, we pray that you would continue to speak to us through the rest of this service here as we gather together. And Lord, that we would not leave from here knowing that we are not loved. We can't go without the knowledge that we are loved. Here, now, eternally. And that nothing can change that. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be still and know that you're God. Amen. Got several notices that have come to my attention this week. And Jim, I'll get you to come and speak first, please.
Let everybody know about the reporting session, which we had this last week. We've applied to Presbytery to extend Doug Ethel's time with us for at least a year. We've got to way back from Presbytery to tell us if we're allowed to do that or not, but it should go through, sounds like. The other thing that we have applied to Presbytery for is to set up a settlement board for the parish. Now, we have to, this is us applying to Presbytery to do this. So now we have to wait back from Presbytery to see whether they've got further questions for us or whatever before we can actually set one up. But the process is underway. So I think those are probably the main two things that we needed to and wanted to share with you. So continue in prayer that all these things will just keep on falling into place.
If that's really good, Jim, but why aren't you doing the vote for the eldership at the annual meeting?
We decided that usually more people attend a church service than an annual meeting.
But so what, no offence, but my way of thinking is, if you're going to have an annual meeting, have an annual meeting and people come.
Yep, right, thank you. Yeah. We decided at the last minute after the meeting that we would change it to the Sunday. Yeah. And that's our reason. Stop.
Rightio, next Sunday there is chapel services in the afternoon. And Leanne is responsible for taking it, and she's got that well in hand. She just wanted to know if there was an indication of people who were keen to go, please. If you could just, so she can see your hand. Great. Looks like a lot of people I can help supporting with later on. So if you would like to be proactive and see Leanne, it would be great, and she'll probably give you a job. But thank you for volunteering.
I'm wondering how those people deal. I see two for readings, and if two would like to put their hands up now, I can
see that hand.
Oh, thank you, Gilmore. And, Fiona. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you very much.
And the following weekend, which will be the second weekend in August, at Otama, there is a lunch planned for after the service. So, are there any?
Yeah, sorry, that's another thing that should be said. There's a set of questions which came out in the reading, you said it, to be put out on Friday. And we're going to discuss those questions after the service, as part of that meal. And to do with respiratory, like us do a parish review every year, except they missed last year, so this is year two this year. And so these questions relate to that, that where the parish is going, how we feel things, that sort of thing. Please look at those questions and come along with some ideas.
Thank you.
Sorry,
were there other notices? Okay. Thank you. Right, let's take up the offer.
And you'll be able to complete that in her life as she walks and this year, if we're right, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Ross.